What's really going on with the clocks? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I'd almost forgotten we even had Standard Time, but it returns this weekend after an extended hiatus approved by Congress to save energy. And I have to say this, moving the end of daylight time to the weekend before the election gives us an extra hour of sleep at precisely the time we need it. I can't tell you how many times my afternoon nap or a pleasant post-dinner daydream has been interrupted by some politician trying to tell me personally how much he cares about my problems or how his opponent would kidnap my children in the night and turn them into socialists. Which brings me to the other dimension of this semi-annual exercise, something I hadn't thought about before, not until this year. Consider what we are actually going to do when Standard Time returns. We, as a nation, except in certain renegade states, are going to physically turn back the hands of clocks to gain an hour. You have no choice in this unless you want to find yourself an hour early for church. Yet, what does that really mean, to turn the clock back an hour? Is it not, in fact, a government-mandated redistribution of time? This is Barack Obama's October surprise, my friends. First, he shares a sandwich in grade school, then he redistributes wealth, and now he plucks an hour out of thin air. Another handout. Oh, but the cruelest kind of handout, because it's the same hour he took from us last March and intends to take from us again next March. Let's see him explain that. But no, the mainstream media won't even touch it. They have always been in the tank for time redistribution. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.